Yesterday we started Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin. We did Sif Aleph and Beis. We are up to Sif Gimel. Actually, we did yesterday Aleph, Beis, and Zayin. And when I gave it over today in the Gina, in the Gina Minyan Shir, which I didn't do yesterday, it became clearer to me. Maybe it was clear yesterday. I don't know. I just want to just review something that, to me, just became much clearer. So the Mechaber in Sif Beis seems to sozer himself, contradict himself from Sif Zion. Okay, why can't you feed animals? Or what is the deciding factor? What is it that creates an Isser to feed the animals? So in Sif Beis, the Mechaber tells us, if the animal is muksa, then you're not allowed to feed him. Why? There's a gzera. I'll come to... I mean, it says, Shema yavo likach mehem. That's the Lashon HaMechaber. V'chol ma'asha osa l'ochlo l'shtamish avneishu muksa osa l'taltzalo. That's what the Mechaber says. But then the Mishmur says, Shema yavo likach mehem l'ochlam. Ad kedei kach. That the Mishabura continues and says, it's not just the Gzeri you're going to come to pick it up and violate Muksa. Because then it would be the same with the turtle. But Behemoth Tmeya, or Sheretz, or whatever you want to call it, Behemoth Tmeya Dil Shayach Zeh, says the Mishabura's Mutter Lekule Alma. Okay, so, again, in Sif Beis, if the animal is Muksa, there's a gzera that you're not allowed to feed the animal because you might come to eat the animal that's muksa. You might come to shecht the cow that's muksa because it's there to give milk. And the chicken that's really there to give eggs. And therefore they're muksa. Everything's muksa on Shabbos, but they're even muksa on Yontif because they're set aside, they're muksa out of your das. So you're not planning on eating it. It's not an animal that is there for the eating. It's an animal that's there to produce milk and produce eggs. Now, in Sif Zayin, when the Mechaber says this, basically says this, the same thing. He's explaining to us why it's usher to feed animals. So we saw yesterday in Sif Zayin, why is it usher to feed the animals? And this is a direct quote from the Tosus that we mentioned yesterday. Because if you're going to come to feed the animals, you're going to come to catch the animals. So what is it that creates the isser of feeding the animals? The fact that there's an isser of tzeda. I'm not allowed to catch the animal. If you feed the animal, you're going to come to catch the animal. So the Mechaber is basically sozer himself, which the Mishabur doesn't seem so bothered by. The Bir Halacha has a whole din about it. It's basically going with different shitas. Is it the Isser Muksa that creates the Isser of feeding the animal, or is it the Isser of catching the animal that creates the Isser of feeding the animal? So, just to make that a little bit more of the mind, so that means like this. An animal that's there, my chicken that's there to lay the eggs, and my cow that's there for milking, they're Muksa. Okay, there's no tzad problem, he's doing it in my backyard, he's my animal. There's no tzai, he's not running away, he's not borech, he's not moreid, whatever, he's there. The animal is muksa, but there's no iser tzeda. So, according to Sif Zayin, there's no problem to feed those animals, because there's no iser tzeda. He's not a wild animal, he's my animal sitting in my backyard giving me milk and giving me eggs. But according to Sif Beis, because the animal is muksa, so then there's a gzeri, you're not to feed him, because you might come to eat him. So, Sif Beis is far more machmir than Sif Zayin. Sif Beis is much more inclusive. Sif Zayin only includes animals that are basically not mine, or, you know, super extenuating circumstances. You know, and they're basically wild animals, and I'm not allowed to feed them. I shouldn't come to catch them. But Sif Beis, so my animals sit in my backyard, there's no problem of tzeda. They're already caught. They're already mine. They're totally mine. They're not going anywhere. But because there's an Isser Muksa, I'm allowed to feed my own animal. That's what comes out of this Chumrah of Sif Beis, which seems to be Shita Saramah. So the Mishabura, at the end of Sif Katan Dalid, points out that the Mechaber in Sif Zayin says it's only when it's Mechusa Tzeda, where it's an animal that's not yet caught, you're not allowed to feed him because you might come to catch him. And that does not agree with what we're discussing with the way the Mechaber presents it over here in Sif Beis. Then the end of Sif Katan Dalad, we saw yesterday, the Mishabura tells us from the Pre-Chodesh, Ekein Noagina Olam V'chein Hu Ha'ikr. The Ikr is like Sif Zayin, that you are allowed to feed your own animals, you're not allowed to feed the wild animals, so you shouldn't come to catch them. But my animals, even if they're muksa, I'm allowed to feed them. So the Mishabura, the Bira, look at the Bira Locha. Dibar Masla, Dagim V'ofot. Dogim V'oifis. So, let's say 10 lines up, or a little bit more than 10 lines up, perhaps, after the parentheses. It says like this. Koshu Birshuso, any animal that is mine. Af bishu muksa, even though it's a muksa animal, I'm not allowed to eat him on Yontif, because he's set aside for eggs, for milk. Mizonosov alechahu v'shori. It's my achrayus to feed the animals, and it's going to be mutter. I mean, the Torah treats feeding animals very seriously. We say in Kriya Shema every day, I have to first feed my animals before I feed myself. So here, all of a sudden, we're saying, because the animal is muksa, you're not allowed to feed the animal. It's a little bit hard to understand. And then it continues, look at this Bira Lacha. Ube'emes ein svara lomad da'atsu chacham la'ba'a la'farnes behema shalem b'yantif. Hecha domedes l'chaliva. He says, ain't svar lomar, basically, in our English. It doesn't make sense to say that Chazal don't let you feed your own animals if the animals are there for milking, for eggs. They're not there to be eaten right away, and they're muksa. Av de mizono seha alav, even though I have a chiyu, I'm not tired to feed the animals. Doesn't make sense to say, because the animals muksa, Chazal now asked me to feed the animals, Shema, I'll come to shech the animal that I wasn't supposed to shech. V'lo lashos tzar balechayim. Tzar balechayim daraisa. At least according to one opinion, maybe that's a psak halacha. Okay. V'kozeh mishim chshash. So we're imposing tzar balechayim on the animals. We're being, negligent, whatever. We're neglecting our obligation to take care of our animals. Why are we doing that? Says the Bir Halacha. V'kozeh mishim chshash shema yishkach v'yavo l'shachto. Maybe I'll forget that this is not the animal that I was supposed to shech to eat on Yantif. The Yavar Isser Muksa, and then I'll be over on Isser Muksa, Shehu L'chol HaYoyser Midrabanan, which is at worst an Isser Derabanan. Now, the phrasing that it's at worst an Isser Derabanan, I assume relates to what the Shara Tzion points out in Sif Katan Ches, that I'm not sure, but it could be that's according to the Chumra opinion that on Yante, like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Mechaber Paskins, there's an Isser Muksa on Yante, but according to the Rabbi Shimon, according to the Ramaz, Yesha Omrim, it could be this is not even going to be Muksa on Yante, I'm not sure. It could be the way he's phrasing it, that it sounds like, not 100% sure about that. Continues the Bir Halacha, it's so beautiful, listen. Now, it could be, I don't know if this is 100% true, we're talking about Yontif. Now we're talking about Laman Yanuach Shorcha. That's the pasuk teaches us Shvisas Behema. That's the sugya back in Tuf Tzadihei, right? We had it a few places, and we discussed it already at length. That's a Hilcha Shabbos Dika din, and there's a big din in the postgame if it's also relevant to Hilcha Shabbos. Now, someone pointed this out in the Gina Minyan, and I didn't have a chance to look into it, but according to Tosus, according to Sif Zayin, I'm not allowed to feed the animals, Shema, I'll come to catch the animal. That's something that should be the same on Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, I have the same Isser Tzad. Don't come to feed the animal, you might come to catch the animal. But the Isser of I might, of the animal is Muksa, I'm not allowed to feed him because I might decide to shech them and eat him, that's relevant on Yontif, that's not relevant on Shabbos at all. So, it doesn't necessarily, I don't know if Hilchos Yontif mirrors Hilchos Shabbos. Sif Zayin would fit in nicely with Hilchos Shabbos. You have to check what it says in Shin Tes Zayin. But Sif Beis, focusing on the Muksa aspect, I might come to shech them and eat them, by accident. That's something you say on Yontif. That's not something you would say on Shabbos. But anyway, the Bir Halacha here brings a pasuk from Shabbos. I don't know if he's taking a stand on Yontif or not, but Lama Yenuach Shorcha B'Chamarecha. So the animal's supposed to rest on Shabbos. Umay menucha ikam lo yitein olecha v'tomos barav. What kind of menucha is Betsy the cow having if she's a milking animal and you're not going to feed her and she's going to die of starvation? It's very strong words from the Bir Halacha there. Okay, skip the brackets. So now concludes the Bir Halacha. Alki nirli niyas daiti de'ein lahachmir b'makom delekat seida. If there's no iset seida on this animal, because it's your animal sitting in the backyard providing you with milk and with eggs and whatever it is, okay, so ein lahachmir not to feed the animal. V'ayimagar v'ron b'shem beis yosef shirotu lomar degam kavanas harambam kenu. He wants to say the Rambam really agrees with everything we just said, even though this is officially Shitas Rambam. Davka hecha de'ika tzeda. Even though the Rambam holds there is no iser tzeda on Yontif, it's only an iser muksa. Va'afilu im nizbor kedas ha'achronim, even if we hold like the achronim who hold, shedas ha'Rambam le'asa b'chol gavne, that the Rambam holds it's also even if there's no iser tzeda, which is what the Machaber is telling us over here. Hala rova poskim chokin ala v'chanal. Most poskim disagree with the Rambam. V'chein ha'machaber b'siv zayin sosam l'haka kamosam. And the Machaber b'siv zayin poskins like the other Rishonim. Even over here he's bringing down this Shitas Rambam. Achar kach motzatzi b'pri chodosh. Shekotav shemaisim b'chol yom shenosim mezoros b'yontif l'tarnegoles ha'omedes l'gal v'etzim afshi v'chal Muksa. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. Go to the farm, see what the frum farmers do. The frum farmers are feeding all the animals that are theirs on Yontif, even though the animals are muksa. Ela ha'ikir de tolui b'tzeda. The ikir is that it is tolui in whether the animal is muchus et tzeda, and there's a gzera, you might come to catch the animal. That's only relevant if the animal basically is not yours, or for whatever extenuating reasons, there's an iset tzeda. But the regular animals that are yours, and they're there for milking, and they're there for eggs, so they're muksa, and you're not allowed to shech them and eat them on Yontif, because they're there for a designated purpose, and the purpose is not for you to be eating them. Nonetheless, you're allowed to feed them, and there's no gzera that you're going to come to make a mistake. The ikir is not like this Siv Beis, but the ikir is like Siv Zayin. Okay, I think we said that yesterday, but I had now a clarity that I did not have yesterday, so I wanted to share that with you. Now we can move on to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is based on the next Mishnah over there in Beitza, Daf Chav Dalet Omer Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Metsudos Chaya v'Of v'Dagim, the traps that are there to catch the Chaya, the Of, and the Dag. She'asen me'erev Yontif. You set the trap on Erev Yontif. You come on Yontif. Let's say you set a Yontif morning. You come on Yontif morning. You set it Erev Yontif morning. You come 24 hours later, and what do you know? You got a fish. Okay, great. Let's bang him on the head, put him on the grill, and eat him. No, you can't do that. Lo yitol mehem b'yantif, you're not allowed to take a fish out of the trap on yantif, elim ken yodea, unless you know for sure, shenitzodu me'erev yantif, that this fish was already caught before yantif. It means you set the trap 9 o'clock in the morning, erev yantif. You came back 9 o'clock in the morning, yantif morning. The fish could have been caught before yantif started, you had from 9 in the morning until 6 p.m. Or the animal could have been caught after 6 p.m., between 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. We don't know. Since we don't know, it's a suffix, says the Mishnah, lo yitol, unless you know for sure that the animal is there, may erev yontif. Now, on your way to shul, on your way to the mikveh, you pass by and you see the fish in the trap, so then you know it was caught before yontif, and then, isn't that, you can take him out on yontif and eat him. Now, the Mishnah tells us a story, Maisa, once upon a time, there was a Nachri, Shehevi dug in the Rabbi Gamliel, who brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel. The Amamu Torinhein. He said, these fish you're allowed to eat on Yontif. Ella, she'ain ritzoni the kabel himeno, but I don't want any gifts from this guy. Rashi says, Shani son o. I don't like him, and I'm not interested in his gifts. So, the Gemara finds this very strange. Because the Mishnah just told us, unless you know it was Nitzod Me'erev Yontif, it's going to be Aser. When the guy brings you a fish on Yontif, there's no way for you to know if it was caught on Yontif or before Yontif. So why does Rabbi Gamliel say it's Mutter? So the Gemara asks a question that are often asked in such a case. Maisa Listor, the Gemara, the Mishnah is bringing us a Maisa that's Soyser, that contradicts the Halacha that it's supposed to be coming to prove. So, the Gemara answers, as it often does, Chasuri Masur of Hachik Tani. There's something missing from the Mishnah. And this is how the Mishnah really should read. Safek muchan aser. If I have a safek, if the animal, if the fish was caught, if it's prepared before yantif or not, safek muchan aser. However, Rabbi Gamliel matir, and now the Maisa comes to corroborate Shitas Rabbi Gamliel that he disagrees with our Mishnah, and he holds if it's a suffix, it's going to be mutter. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel continues the Gemara, Ein halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. We hold suffix muchan is aser. Not like Rabbi Gamliel, not like Rabbi Gamliel's story. The Magen Avraham brings down the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says, Safek Muchan, like the fish, was it prepared or not prepared when Yantif came in? Safek Muksa, Safek Nolad, when was the egg laid? Was it on Yantif before Yantif? All these three, Safek Muchan, Safek Muksa, Safek Nolad, Aser. All three cases are Aser. Now, all these cases are examples of an Issa Derabanan. And generally, we have an Issa Derabanan, we have a rule, Safek Derabanan Lekula. When we have a doubt about a derabanan, we can go lekulia, we can go leniently. So here the Magid Mishnah says, in this case, we're going to go lechumra. It's going to be aser. Why? He gives us two possibilities. Either because this is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin basically means that right now on Shabbos, on Yontif, let's say, we have a suffix. Suffix if it's mutter, suffix is not mutter. But if I, so we could go with suffix derabanan lekula. But it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. If I wait till tonight, till motzai yantif, then for sure it's going to be mutter according to everybody. So why use some sort of suffix derabanan lekula? Why use a concept of bittul? Why use your Talmudic thumbs to allow something where if you just wait till tomorrow, wait till tonight, and it's going to be totally mutter, and therefore we don't follow the regular rules of suffix derabanan lekula and batul b'shishim, perhaps different kinds of bittul, if we could just wait until tonight, and it'll be mutter. So that's one reason the Magid Mishnah brings, Magid Avraham brings down B'Shem and Magid Mishnah. And then he gives another reason, which is more like generic, like less, I don't want to say more balabatish, but less, just more simple. Oh, shiratu l'chacham l'chachmir bazeh. Sometimes chachamim are machmir, finish. They have the right to be machmir. Usually, it's like derabanan lekula. In this case, they wanted to be machmir, so they went l'chumra. So l'may nafgamina, if the reason we go l'chumra over here by the suffix is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, or because Chazal wanted to be machmir. So we'll see in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down a nafgamina, what if the fish is not going to make it till after Yontif? The fish is going to spoil. There's something wrong, whatever. It's not going to make it till after Yontif. So he says, you can't call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Wait till tonight, it'll be mutter. Tonight it's going to be spoiled. So I don't say davar sheyesh lo matirin if something's not going to make it till the shasa heter because it's going to spoil. So then it will be mutter. But if chazal are machmir by a suffix, so they're machmir by a suffix. The fact that the fish is not going to make it till tonight, that's you're out of luck. So, but chazal wanted to be machmir, just like by a suffix daraisa l'chumra you're machmir even though you lose your fish. So here chazal wanted to be machmir for whatever reason. So you lose your fish, so that would be an afkamina if the reason they were machmir by this suffix muchan, suffix muksa, suffix nolad, is because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, only if it's going to be a heter. It means the item is going to live to be to the shasa heter. So you go wait a day, and then you'll eat it beheter. But if it's not going to make it, it's going to spoil. So we don't say wait a day, and therefore we can go back to suffix derabanan lekula. But if Chazal wanted to be machmer for whatever reason that we don't know about in this particular case, so then we just say it's aser. Aser, it's aser. And it doesn't matter if the fish is not going to make it till a shasa hetev. It's not based on davar sheyesh lo matirin. Let's see Sif Gimel inside. Tav Tzadi Zayin Sif Gimel. Now, if you suffix tzeda aser, even if it's a suffix, it's going to be aser. Kagon. Mitudos chayet dogin v'ofos. Shiu prusos me'erev yom tov. I set the trap to catch a chaya, a dog, an oaf, erev yantif in the morning. Ulamachar, I'm on my way to shul, yantif morning. Motzei, I found a treat. I found the chaya, I found the dog, I found an oaf. Asurim, they're aser. Ela im kein yadua shenitzod b'od yom. Unless you know for sure that it was caught me b'od yom. Again, if I'm going to daven mincha and erev yantif, I'm going to the mikvah and erev yantif, and I see it there, great. So I know it's caught before yantif. Now the Mechaber gives us another way of knowing, without knowing, but it's good enough. The matzah hamatzudos mikulkalos me'erev yantiv. So this is working with, the Dirshu points out, this is basically working with an assumption that the trap is made to catch one animal. As soon as it catches one animal, it gets all messed up. So the matzah hamatzudos mikulkalos me'erev yantiv. You're on your way to shul on erev yantiv. You don't see that it caught the animal, but you see that the trap is all messed up. What happens? The animal goes into the trap, and then the trap, you know, whatever, encloses, whatever the word is, traps the animal, and it's no longer in the place that you set it. So if you saw, you didn't see the animal trapped, but you saw that the trap, the net, was all bent out of shape, so to speak, so then you know that it caught the animal before Yantif. So then, biyadua shemerev yantif nitzodu, and then the animal will be mutter on yantif itself. Mishra sifkotan zayin. V'afagadil kama poskim ikat se debi yantif enem enat toira, even though, according to, we said, many rishonim, most rishonim l'chaber, including the iser of catching animals for eating on yantif, is not asum in Torah, it's only asum in the Rabbanon. Ukumosha saw some kena machaber in Tofta the Heg Sivbeis. And this is a suffix, so it should be suffix Durabbanon Lakula. Mikom Makom, says the Mishabura. Hechmiru kana fila viseka. Why? Mishum du dava sheyesh lo matirin. It's a dava sheyesh lo matirin. It's something that has a head there. Shari eshila lo achlam achayomtov. Just wait till after Yantif, and then you can eat a behet there without applying, without using your thumbs, and coming on to Safik Durabanan Lukula rules. When something is Davash Yeshua Matirin, we don't use regular rules of Bittul, we don't use regular rules of Safik Durabanan Lukula, we tell you have patience and wait a bit. Look at the Sha'atziyan Ois Yud. This is what we said over before. Magid Avraham b'shem Harav Amagi, v'chein hevi ha-mi'iri, b'shem Harav ha-bad Rashi. Ulefi svarazu, that the reason that it's Safik Durabanon here is going to be Luchumra, is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Im yiskalkulu adogim kishiyamtin achar yom tov, if the fish are going to spoil by the time you get to Motzai Yantiv, shari, it's going to be mutter to eat the fish right now. I can't say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow it will be spoiled. I'm allowed to eat it today. However, continues the Sha'atziyan. However, the fi svara shniyah shevi amagid rabbi b'shem rav amagid, according to the second svara, that the reason that it's also is not because it's the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Stam dekama pa'amim ro chachamim lahachmir afilu b'seket rabbanon. Stam. Why? Kacha. Because that's what Chazal said. So then, ein lahakel. The fact that the fish is going to spoil is not going to make it mutter. Not because davar sheyesh lo matirin, but stam, because Chazal decided it should be aser. And therefore, b'chol gavne got to be aser, even if it's going to spoil, according to the beis meir. But makom sheipaseh legamre, if it's mamish going to spoil, it's going to be, you know, end up in the garbage. Efsher could be dh. This machataima kama could be, could rely on the first reason. Shekama achronim lavio rak taima kama, because a number of achronim really only brought down the first reason. They didn't even bring the second reason. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah is one of them. He didn't bring down the second reason in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to find it in the footnote in the Sha'atziyan. But so therefore he says efsher de b'shasul chak, one can be mekel. Mishabura sifkaton ches asurim va'afilo betiltol. So once it's, if it's also safek muchan, so it's also going to be muksa. So you can't even be metaltol. You can't even move it. Mihu la'erev mutter ba'achila. However, motzai yantiv is mutter ba'achila afilo bavadei nitzarayam. Even for sure it was caught on yantiv, you can eat it on motzai yantiv. V'lo ba'ini b'gidei she'ye osa. Oftentimes, if someone does something wrong, we tell you that not only do you have to wait till after Shabbos or after Yantif, but you have to wait after Shabbos and after Yantif, the time it takes to have done that thing, that prohibited thing, that Isser that was done on Shabbos and Yantif, so that you don't benefit from the Isser on Shabbos and Yantif. So we tell you, not only you have to wait till after Yantif or Shabbos, but you have to wait the time it takes to do that, so it could have been done after Shabbos and after Yantif, and therefore you're not benefiting from the Isser that was done on Shabbos and Yantif. But over here, Kema Delo Nitza Bide Adam, there was no Isadan over here. There was no human being that caught the animal. Rakmimele was caught by itself. It got caught in a trap that was set beheter before Yantif. And therefore, you don't need to wait after Yantif the time it takes to set the trap and catch the animal. The Eskimo Poskin Delav Davka Suffik Tzeda Elohadin Kol Suffik Muksa. The Koshikin Suffik Nolad, which is even worse, Suffik Muchan, Suffik Muksa, Suffik Nolad, all of these things, Machmirin Bu Kishel Torah. We are Machmir on them with Suffik as if it's a Suffik, the Oraisa Le Chumra. That is Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Dalid. Suffik Muchan, Mutter Biyantiv Sheni. Mishum Dave Sfek Seker. So I think what this is talking about is you're not sure if the animal was caught on Yantif, the same case we just had. I'm not sure if the animal was caught on Yantif Rishon. But tonight is not Motzai Yantif. Tonight is Yantif Sheini because we're Chutznikim and we live in Chutz Laretz. So now I have a Suffolk and we said Suffolk Mucham, we go L'chumra. So now I'm going to eat it on the first day of Yantif. Now comes the second day of Yantif. Can I eat it on the second day of Yantif? So, Sofek Muchan Mutter be Yantif Shein. I'm allowed to eat it on the second day of Yantif. Why? Mishum Da'ave Svek Sveka. Because now it's a double Sofek. It's a Svek Sveka. Why is it a Svek Sveka? So, using what we had recently. Where do we have this recently? We had it by Erev Tavshilin. We had it. I forgot already. We had it in a couple of places. So I guess the svara is like this. Suffolk, on the first day, Suffolk it was caught today, Suffolk it was caught before Yantif. On the tzav that it was caught today, it's asr. If it was caught before Yantif, it's mutter. I don't know. So we said Suffolk Muchan is going to be asr. But now it's already the next day. It's already Yantif Sheni. So really, both days are we consider to be Yantif, obviously. But in the olden days, it was kept as a Suffolk. So if it's a Suffolk, it means like this. If today is really Yantif, then yesterday was really Chol, and the animal was caught, for sure the animal wasn't caught Yantif Sheni, the animal was caught Yantif Rishon. So if Yantif Sheni is Kodesh, then Yantif Rishon is really Chol, it's really Erev Yantif, so the animal wasn't caught on Yantif at all. And if the animal wasn't caught on Yantif, I could eat it on Yantif. And if yesterday was really Yantif and it was caught on Yantif, then today is really Chol, because we're keeping 2 days. At least the way it was done in the olden days was because of a Sveka Dioma. And there are those that want to say that nowadays it shouldn't be more Chomer than it was back in the day when it was kept me Suffolk. So I have a Suffolk if this was caught on the first day of Yantif or Erev Yantif. But now that it's the second day of Yantif, I have a Suffolk if today's Yantif at all or not. And I have a Suffolk if the first day was Yantif or not. So that turns into a Sveka. And therefore the Mechaber says that the such a case, it will be the suffix Svek Sveka Muchan will be Mutter. Mishra points out Sif Katan Yud, as we usually say in these cases, B'yantif Sheni Yishra Rosh Hashanah Aser. This trick does not work on Rosh Hashanah. The Shnei Yomim Kiyuma Arich Tehu, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long day. The Chem B'yantif Sheni Asamach LeShabbos. Also Yantif Sheni going into Shabbos. Because Shabbos is for sure Shabbos. And then I just have a Suffolk. Why don't we say that's a Sveik Sveika? Suffolk if it was caught before Yantif. I'm not sure. But we don't say that if it's Yantif going into Yantif Sheni has some Ochel Shabbos. And it was caught on Yantif Sheni. Is that it? What's this case? Hold on.
If it was caught on Yom Tov Rishon, and the second day is Shabbos, so I don't know if it worked with an Erev Tavshilin, Kilo, it's Muchan for Shabbos?
No, Yom Tov Sheni is not Shabbos. It says Yom Tov Sheni has Samoch LeShabbos. It's Yom Tov Sheni going into Shabbos. So the Sharat Siyun, Oishir Ches points out, Mitam di Yom Tov Shabbos Kedusha Achas Hein, Veno de Bezeh Asura Bezeh, Ve'en Kan Ela Safek Echad. Meaning, it was caught on Yantif Sheni. Or Suffolk called Yantif Sheni? I'm not sure. If it was Suffolk called Yantif Sheni. If it was Suffolk Yantif Rishon, Suffolk Yantif Sheni. No, because that's just one Suffolk. Was it caught on Yantif or not? I'm not sure. But now on Shabbos is like a Hemshech of the Kedusha. If it was Nolad and Yantif, it's also Shabbos. So it's not going to help us. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim do not love the Mechaber's sex fake over here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yidalef. Sex fake. Hashema ain hayom yomtiv. Maybe yomtiv sheni is not really yomtiv. Maybe yesterday was Vishema nitzom etmo. Ukvar huchan. Maybe it was caught yesterday on yomtiv. And today is already not yomtiv. And therefore it's going to be mutter. Velo machmerina mishum yesh lo matirin in the machar. And now, this is also Davash Yeshua Matir. No, we don't say Davash Yeshua Matir on the sex faker. Came to sex faker Gemura Lehetera. It's a double suffix, total double suffix that comes out Lehetera. Ein kan Isser Klal, and we say that you could eat the fish. The Yesh Cholkin Bazet, Usfirilu, Dilididon, Yantav Shani, Lo Mitam Suffiku. There are those that are Chelik and say, no, we don't view Yantav Shani as a suffix in this regard. There's really no suffix. We know the first day of Yantav is the real day of Yantav, and the second day of Yantav is not the real day of Yantav. We're Bikir Bikir Diyacha. The Yodin and Shuchol. We know the second day of Yantav is really not Yantav. So why do we keep a second day of Yontif? Ela shenu mekaimim minig avaseinu. V'havi ki Yontif vadeh midrabanan. There's minig avaseinu b'yadeinu, the Gemara says in Beit Zadavdalit, and therefore we view it ki Yontif vadeh midrabanan v'ein kan ela suffik echa v'asa. We don't put that into the equation. We don't call it another suffik. There's no suffik. Today is vadeh Yontif midrabanan. And therefore, it's one suffix mucham, like Siv Gimel, which is going to be Asa. V'yesh lahachmir kisvar azu, im lo b'makom hefse gadol. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir against the machaber, unless it's a hefse gadol, b'makom hefse gadol, one can be makel like the machaber. So that's Tuf Tzadi Zayin. We did a recap of Sif Beis and Zayin, and we did Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet.